This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Back for another edition of the Patriots.com Roster Report. First couple of weeks, well, early on in this process, it was all coaches and scouts moving around. Then we had a lot of chatter about offensive side of the ball with Matt Castle and Greg Lewis. Now we've gotten over to the defensive side of the ball this week and some special teams. Patriots announced this week two much-rumored signings, Lee Bodden and Sean Springs, both veteran cornerbacks. Bodden actually visited right at the very start of free agency, and in fact there are some reports out there that he was offered a long-term deal, four-year deal, to sign in New England for somewhere in the range of $16 million. He kind of tiptoed through that talk in a conference call today that you can actually hear the audio and read the transcript right now on Patriots.com. But Lee Bodden, formerly of the Lions last year, where he, like the rest of his team, didn't have a great season as they went 0-16. But prior to that, spent some time with the Cleveland Browns in Romeo Crennel's system and young Eric Scalavino.
Yes, young, how is that younger going to Andy Hart.
Benefit him? Sliding right into the defensive backfield in New England.
Well, he seems to think it will. He said during the aforementioned conference call that, and I'll quote directly, from Romeo being with the Patriots, he brought a lot of the defense over to Cleveland, so I'm familiar with the system, and that's what I plan on doing, just kind of getting familiar with the system again and the terminology that these guys use and trying to help the team win. That's straight out of the Patriots playbook right there.
Certainly. I think he's going to fit in. He's a guy... 27 years old, six NFL seasons under his belt, so essentially in the prime of his career, on a one-year deal now, despite the reports of the four-year deal, one-year, reportedly $2.25 million deal. So he's looking not only to win games and have fun again, something that didn't happen last year, but improve his stock, so maybe next year when he heads into free agency, maybe in an uncapped year, he can make himself some coin. Although he's also talked about the fact that he would like to stay here long-term, possibly. Maybe they can work on something.
Yeah, make some coin either here or somewhere
else. But make some money.
Yeah.
One interesting little report on the contract is that it includes a provision that the team cannot franchise him next year, which I find very interesting. And as a Patriot fan, you hope that's an issue.
Exactly.
You hope that he has six or seven picks and is worthy of a franchise tag, has a great year. Because he'll be competing at the cornerback position with another newcomer,
Sean Springs.
A little older. He is
33
years old.
Did he just not turn 34?
I don't know. Not according to the release that was sent out. I'm just going with the Patriots PR department.
Well, then you might want to double
check. Announced his signing on his birthday. He's a veteran of 12 NFL seasons. Some people might remember him as a very high draft pick in Seattle. Played there from 97 to 2003 and then moved on to the Redskins where he spent through last season. A bigger body. Actually, both these guys, bigger bodies. Mm-hmm. Lee Bodden, 6'1", 193. And then Sean Springs, 6'2", 204, actually had some feelers. I know particularly the Philadelphia Eagles wanted him to play safety. So we may see some versatility in his play.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens frequently throughout the year, too.
He reportedly signed a deal that lasts 3 years.
3 years.
$10 million?
$10 million with the potential for 13
more,
and 13
potentially
and a half.
$13 million. 147 career starts, as I said, plenty of experience. 32 career interceptions.
Former Pro Bowler.
Certainly, I would say of all the guys that they've signed, this veteran type, the most talented, you know, best sort of resume at this point. He's far better than, say, a Fernando Bryant or a
On the defensive side,
Dwayne Starks. Yeah, I'm talking about the defensive backs they've signed to try to fill the void left by Ty Law and then Asante Samuel. So what do you make of these two moves? Are we going to see Sean Springs and Lee Bodden in the starting lineup?
At some point, yes.
Pussyfoot through it like you did on the debate Friday.
Well, it's hard when you have to argue a point that you know.
What do you think?
I think what you thought, which is that Bodden and Springs are, I think they're all going to see some starting time at one point or another. Given Springs' age and, you know, recently he's had to miss some time because of injuries. You can't really expect him, I don't think, realistically, to come in and start all 16 games for you. Ideally, sure. But will it happen? Chances are probably not. So I think you'll see him starting somewhere. I think you'll see Bodden starting sometimes. I think you'll see Hobbs. Maybe the younger guys, Wheatley and Wilhite, will get their turn.
And a draft pick to be named later.
As we saw last year with the defensive backfield, almost every week, especially toward the second half of the season, you really didn't know who was going to be starting each week. So, I mean, that was more because of injuries, and you hope they don't have those kind of problems this year. But with the level of talent now sort of upgraded a bit, I would expect there to be a little bit more competition. That'll make everybody better in that backfield. The other interesting thing, we've talked for the last few years, to get back to what you said earlier about replacing Samuel on Law, there's always been talk of we need to get bigger guys in the defensive backfield to try to help cover some of these bigger receivers around the league, but it never really happened. The guys like the Bryants and the O'Neals were a little bit on the smaller side, but these guys certainly have that size and at least in Springs' case, the versatility to play anywhere in that defensive backfield. So I like both signings. I think, like I said, both of those guys are going to see starting time, whether it's the majority of the season or not, you know, remains to be seen. But they certainly upgrade the position and will bring more of a level of competition that, you know, I think has been lacking a little bit.
That's the bottom line. 1-5, maybe, at this point, the competition is going to be better than it was a year ago. Whether how it shakes down, whoever starts, whatever you have, at this point, the top five guys on the depth chart are better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fernando Bryan clearly wasn't as good or as good a fit as some of us thought. Ellis Hobbs is a returning starter. He's started every game in each of the last two seasons. He's essentially been a starter for 4 years. You have a guy in Lee Bodden who's 1 year removed from six picks and 90 tackles Romeo Crennel's system.
Year, right.
You have a guy, Sean Springs, who's a former number three overall pick and has 32 career picks. Maybe he can play some safety. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as we see more of these spread offenses, three receiver sets, his versatility could be put to use because now Brandon Merriweather is an every down starter. So maybe Springs kind of morphs into that Merriweather role where there's a blurred line between safety and corner.
Mm-hmm.
You're just better. That's the bottom line. You have better depth there at cornerback.
And like you said, the potential rookie to be named later in the draft, we could get another blue chip prospect that comes in and further elevate the talent level at
Certainly.
That position. So I don't think they're quite done yet.
Should be interesting to watch the wide receiver and cornerback battles in training camp as these new guys who we say are talented get to test themselves against Brady, Moss, Welker, and one of the best passing games that the NFL has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Moving down the depth chart a little bit to a guy who will never get the honor of being a starter, but we'll get the honor of potentially replacing Lonnie Paxton, a longtime Patriot and much-loved Snow Angel creator. Nathan Hodel, long snapper, 31, veteran of seven NFL seasons, Neil Racker's college roommate at Illinois, and then obviously played with him during
Arizona.
His record-breaking season a couple of years back. 6'2", 238. You read his media guide bio, and it's kind of what we talked about. There would be a replacement for Paxton, and he's a guy that's going to have been around a long time, have snapped a lot of balls, 112 consecutive contests, mm-hmm. played for a Super Bowl team as recently as, you know, a month ago. There's some reasons, you know, curious reasons as to why he was available, because he signed a four-year deal last year, then had a $200,000 roster bonus due this spring. Reports out of Arizona list a number of reasons why he was let loose before that bonus came due. In one theory, it's just the bonus, which I find hard to believe because $200K for a pretty proven long snapper is not all that much money, especially mm-hmm. for a team that had boatloads of cap room. Another report that came out of Arizona was that he may have failed a physical, mm-hmm. had some knee surgery after the season. That could be an issue. Then some other reports indicated that it's possible he was seen as a negative influence in the locker room and that his actual snapping had become not quite as good, not quite as accurate.
What could a long snapper have done to be a negative influence in the locker room?
That's a good question.
See the T.O. of long snappers? What's going on there?
It'll be interesting to keep an eye on. We do know one thing. He has the tattoos that Lonnie Paxton had. His entire right arm is covered. So in future editions of Patriots Football Weekly, when you read my annual Pats Inc. feature, look for Nathan Hodel, or Hodel.
Hodel.
Hodel, to be added to the lineup. That's going to do it. They added a veteran long snapper, which filled a need.
Yep.
They added two veteran cornerbacks, which filled a need.
Yep.
They now have youth and veteran experience at corner punch it out in training camp.
Very good combination of that.
Now, if they could only add some damn linebackers, this team would really be coming together nicely
in
the month of March.
Another receiver or two would be nice.
But, you know, it's still early. We still got the draft. We still got the second and third tiers of free agency to go.
Yep.
And as we move down that road towards draft weekend, as they continue to fill out the roster, PFW will be here, Patriots.com, in the weekly Roster Report Podcast, Eric Scalvino, Andy Hart, and at some point maybe Paul Perillo will rejoin us, but that's going to do it for this week, so peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.